こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。英語のスピードが速いと思う方はポッドキャストの機能で調整できますので試してみてください。iPhone のアプリで文字起こしのテキストを購入できますので、そちらもよろしくお願いします。1個目、デンマークの出生率が過去27年間で最低となったことを受け、デンマークの旅行会社が子作り旅行のキャンペーンを始めました。 Do it for Denmark というこのキャンペーンは、文字通り国を救うためにもっとセックスしようというものです。デンマーク人は旅行に行くとセックスする割合が 46% も上昇し、さらに旅行中のセックスの結果生まれてきた人が国民の 10% を占めるとのことです。そのためフランスのパリなどロマンチックな観光地へのツアーを組んで出生率を上げようという狙いです。この旅行会社のプランに参加して見事妊娠した場合は3年分の育児グッズがもらえるとのことです。
育児グッズ。
シャラップ。
Denmark's birth rate has fallen to the lowest in 27 years, and Danish travel agencies have launched a Do It for Denmark marketing campaign promoting sex on holiday to combat the falling birth rate. Researchers found that sexual activity is up 46% on holidays, and that holiday sex is responsible for 10% of births nationally for Danes. Participants of the campaign who successfully become pregnant on holiday are eligible to win 3 years of childcare goods.
そう、なんかおむつとかね。で、CM が Do It For Denmark って YouTube でやると出てくるんだけど、もう350万再生されてて。
Is it safe for work? You think?
いやー、ちょっと下着のお姉さんとか出てくるもんね。
Is there a word for not safe for work in Japanese? Like a specific term?
ないね。閲覧注意とか
NSFW。
うん、それ英語だけだね。そう、この CM 結構面白いよね。なんかやっぱ出生率が下がると高齢化になって年金を払う人もいなくなりますみたいな、すごい暗いトーンで、おじいちゃんおばあちゃんが寂しくソファに座ってるところから始まって、一方みたいな感じでデンマーク人のカップルがパリでこうラブラブ旅行して、ちょっとセクシーな下着とかも買って、さあここで子作りをしましょうみたいな。で最後に老夫婦とゲイのカップルが出てきて、まあ、あなたが老夫婦だったりゲイでもいいじゃん、
yeah.
みたいな。
Yeah, their angle on that is just have sex anyways.
そうそうそう。そうそう。誰でもいいけどみたいな感じで。面白いよね。でも、ま、でもこれ最近ね、私よく聞くの。結婚した友達が何人かいて、子供作ろうとしてんだけど、いざ作ろうと思うとなかなかできない。とか、お互い仕事で疲れちゃってもう毎日早く寝ちゃうからセックスできないから、もうセックスして子供を作るためにバケーション取ろうかなみたいな言ってるから、みんな。
The birth rate in Denmark is 10 per 1000、right? That's still quite a bit higher than Japan.
そうだよ、本当だよ。だから HIS とかさ、日本の会社もこういうのやった方がいいよ。
Yeah, Japan is at 8.39.
そうだね、低いね、かなり。
Germany is at 8.33 and Singapore is at 7.73.
Germany もそんな低いんだね。
I
had no idea. なんでかな。まあでもやっぱりその普段疲れちゃって共働きとか多いじゃん最近は。だから男性がセックスしたいときに女性は疲れてて、女性がやりたいとき男性は仕事で疲れててみたいなさ、タイミング合わせるのも結構難しくない？忙しい時期とかも多分ずれてるしさ。
I think this is an extension of something that's been happening for a long time in Japan, where men were working until super late, a lot of overtime, and resulted in a generation of menthat were basically raised by their mothers.
Right.
That's the vegetable eating man.
Right.
Phenomenon.
草食男子ね。
And the extension of that is this birth rate that's extremely low. You know, if it's gone from not having time to raise your children to not having time to have children at all.
Yeah. Yeah. 確かにね。だから悪化してるよね。
Also, it's really expensive here.
To raise kids?
Yeah.
Yeah.そうだね。
And it's not getting cheaper.
そうだね。 しかも特にこういう学歴社会というか大学まで入れなくちゃいけないと思うと、うん、さらにね、それでだって留学したいとか言われた日にはもう何千万とか大学だけでかかっちゃうから、それを考えるとね、確かに。
Well, the university, the education costs here aren't even close to as high as they are in some parts of the world. And still, there's such an issue with that.
そうね。だからまあ子供が生まれた後のこともちゃんと整備しないといけないけど、その前の段階の問題だからね。
What is with this? They're saying 10% of the births nationally happened on holiday. Well, not、うん、not the birth itself, but them becoming impregnated.
Yeah.
happened. 10% of that was on holiday, but how much of that is just honeymoon stuff?I mean,
honeymoon でそんなみんな妊娠するの?
I don't. It's kind of a chicken and egg thing. Maybe not honeymoon, but I don't know.
What do you mean?
like they want to have kids, so they go travel, right?
Yeah.
But they're saying here, you know, yeah, there's a correlation. That doesn't necessarily mean that if you travel, you're going to have kids.Have
yeah.
more kids, right?
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, it's just like, 旅行に行ったら、なんか、普段の心配事とかもないし、何、服とかも、いつもとちょっと違う感じ、ちょっとバカンスっぽくしたりとかして、セックスしやすくなるっていうだけじゃない。時間もあるし。You know, you go back to your hotel and there's not much to do anyways.
Yeah.
There's only bed and TV in your room.、Mm. You know, you don't have Xbox there. You don't have kids there. So, I mean, and maybe, like, 海外だと携帯とかあんま使わなかったりするじゃん。あの、料金とかも高くなっちゃうしとか。
Huh.
あとパソコンも持ってないし、そういうのもあるんじゃない?
Yeah, I wonder how much sex, these electronic devices are robbing us of.
そうだよ。やめて。あ、だからあれじゃんね、前これポッドキャストで言ったんだっけ、あの寝室にテレビがある夫婦はセックスの回数がすごい激減するみたいな、mm-hmm. やっぱやることない状態じゃないとやんないもんね。
Yeah, we did talk about that、
うん、だから日本もそうじゃん、こう田舎とかに行くとあの妊娠とかさ、mm-hmm. まあアボーションとかもそうかもしれないけど、あのセックスの回数が増える、なぜなら暇だからみたいな、だから暇な方がいいんだよね、みんな忙しいからね、普段は。だからやっぱ vacation 行かないと。
I think people are a lot more personal, in the countryside too, or outside of Tokyo. We kind of shut people out here, no?
I don't know. I don't.
Everyone's looking at their phones. No one really talks to each other. It's not really like.
Yeah.
It's like sometimes I feel like it's harder to meet people in Tokyo than other places.Even though there's so many people around, it's like there's so many people that you just have to shut everyone out.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're just talking to everybody all the time.
But then again, like, I don't think it's that people are cold or uninterested in other people. So maybe you can start some movement and smile at everyone and ask questions and
stuff
like that.
It's all going online.All this dating is just going online.
そうだね。
まあ、それはそれで。That used to be such a fringe thing, but I know so many people that are doing that now.
まあ、それはそれでね、あの、変な人とか危険な目に遭いさえしなければいいと思うけどね。
うん。
別に。なんかもったいないじゃん。いっぱいシングルの人が余ってて、出会う機会がないから、ずっと独身でいるぐらいだったら、オンラインで出会えた方が良くない?なんかもったいないから。
ね、
そうでも Do it for Denmark というか Do it for Japan too, people. Go out and have sex. 次、CDC の発表でアメリカの子どもの68人に1人は自閉症を持っており、2012年の統計に比べ 30% 増加していることが判明しました。自閉症の詳しい原因は未だ不明ですが、自閉症を持つ子どもの割合は州によって大きく異なっており、アラバマ州では175人に1人なのに対し、ニュージャージーでは45人に1人でした。また男児の発症率は女児の5倍でした。
According to health officials, 1 in 68 children is now diagnosed with autism or a related disorder. This is an increase of 30% over autism statistics for 2012. Data shows that autism continues to be 5 times more prevalent for males than females, but it is unclear what is responsible for the dramatic increase overall. They don't actually... Do they know why it's so much more prevalent for males, actually?
No.
Researchers believe that it is a combination of both improved recognition of the disorder as well as prevalence. Interestingly, autism rates varied greatly from state to state, with a prevalence as low as 1 in 175 in Alabama and as high as 1 in 45 in New Jersey.
なんかね、一回その theory 的な感じで、女の子の自閉症が結構見逃されちゃう、ミスしちゃうから男の方が多くなってんじゃないかっていうのは見たことあるけど、まあ、自閉症、私が多分ちっちゃい時とか昔は母親の育て方が悪かったみたいな感じで間違えた認識をされていて、それで多分苦しんだお母さんとかいっぱいいたと思うんだけど、その後はなんかワクチンとか食べ物とか環境が悪いみたいな感じで後天的だと思われてたんだよね。だけど最近なんかこう遺伝子異常なんじゃないかって言って、ついこの間また新しくあの胎児の時にもう異常が見られるから、うん、もう生まれる前にその傾向がもう始まっているっていうあの発表されてた。
Is that something they can do now, like regularly? Like,
what do you mean?
For like the diagnosis of autism, what I was reading is it'sThey can diagnose it as early as 2 years old, but it's more typical for them to diagnose it at like 4.
赤ちゃんのうち分かんないからね、これ。あと難しいのは、あの、なるべくちっちゃいうちに見つけると、社会にその後適応できるように、こう強制というか、あの、できるんだけど、大人になってから分かるとなかなか難しいからね。本当は、なるべく早いうちに見つけた方がいいんだけど。
They think part of the reason why there's been such an increase is a lot more, they're diagnosing a lot of people with this HFA or high functioning autism.
Okay.
So it's almost closer to like Asperger's syndrome than what you typically think of autism.
そうね、あの人によって本当に、なんだろう、全然わかんない、なんてその自閉症持ってるとかアスパーガー持ってるっていうのをちょっと一緒に話したりしただけじゃ全然わかんない人もいるじゃん、だからそうすると親とかも全然気づかなくって大人になってそのいろんな局面で本人が困っちゃうみたいなのがあるからね、Especially Asperger, it's really, really tricky
I thought they actually got rid of Asperger's as a recognized disorder at some point.
It's not disorder. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like, I think they used to categorize it as like a 病気, but they discovered that it's a brain development issue. だから治るもんじゃないんだよね。薬とか飲んで治るとかじゃないから、もうだったら personality というかキャラクターとしてなんか扱いましょうみたいな。だからどっからどこまでを病気として、どっからどこまでをパーソナリティとするかみたいな。
There really is a full range with these things.
Yeah, そうなの。で、人によっても全然度合いが違うから難しいんだよね。
It's so interesting how in so many autism cases that some of these people display these extraordinary abilities too.
IQ がね、すごい高かったりとかね。
They can just do incredible things, like their memory, or like it's almost like some part of their brain has just overcompensated or something. But they have, some of them are capable of things that like we could never do in a million years. There's just no way.
なんか昔さ、was it someone from Joe Rogan podcast was talking about this and said, なんか。これも人間の進化のうちの一つかもしれないよねみたいな。
That's a common, I don't know about common theory, but it's a theory I've heard before, where they believe you know, there's a genetic mutation in all species.
Mm.
And these mutations sometimes give that organism an advantage. So I don't know, maybe I don't know how that ties in exactly, but it is unusual for there to be an upside to a mutation yeah. or a disorder.
Yeah.
And autism is a very clear example of that.
So being the case. Rain Man had autism too, right?
Yeah,
he can like
the movie.
Yeah. あのカジノでバーってカード出てるのを瞬時に記憶して、mm. あのポーカーとかで勝つみたいなとかね、いろんな人いるよね。あのヘリコプターでさ、あのガーッと都市を見てバーって一瞬見ただけで後で全部絵に細かくビルとか描ける人とかさ。
Yeah, I saw that.
There are so many people like that.
No.
So, I mean, そうなの。だから病気ではないんだよね。だから特にその昔みたいに間違えたプレセプションされてるとお母さんとかお父さんとか大変だったけど、
うん、
今はもうちょっと分かってきてるから you know,、そのちゃんとした訓練すればそこまで困らずに普通に社会に出て仕事したりとかも別にできるしとか。
How scary is it if this is、if it's not just it's not just an increaseof their ability to detect it, but there is, what if there is actually a dramatic increase in autism cases? 30% is a huge,
yeah, そうなの。
huge number.
そうなの。
Huge. And
that's why it reminded me of that.
1 in 68 is ridiculous.
Yeah, that's why it reminded me of that evolution theory. If it's increasing, then maybe there's a meaning to it. I don't know.しかもさ、このアラバマとニュージャージーで人数にめちゃくちゃ差があるじゃん。
Yeah.
それも不思議だよね。でもその因果関係がまだ全然わかんないんだって。だからこれ、mm-hmm. 多分今調べてる人がいるはずだから。てかまあ原因はずっとね、もう世界中の研究者が調べてるからさ。
I don't really see that much about research on autism, but it seems like it should be.
It's everywhere.I see it all the time, autism.
Yeah, but do you ever see something where it's like, we figured out this, or now we can do this? Like, has there been that much progress?
なんかね、超 little step by step の感じ。It's not
right?
like, wow, 全部わかったっていうよりも、なんかこの一部だけわかりましたとか、これは間違いだとわかりましたとか、結構ちっちゃい。なんか難しいんだよね、多分すごく。
Mm.
だけど、ね、本当子育てしてる人にとってはすごい大事な問題だから、もうちょっと原因とかこの地域によっての違いっていうのが分かるといいけどね、
yeah.
はい、次、3人のスペイン人デザイナーが毎日世界中で大量に発生しているペットボトルのゴミを減らすため、ウーフー、 Is it ウーフ
ー、ウーホ
ー、ウーホー、わかんない。
I was saying UHO
OOHO と呼ばれる食べる水を開発しました。これは食べられる被膜に水を入れて水風船のようにしたものです。この被膜は滑層と呼ばれる海藻と塩化カルシウムでできており、清潔で自然に戻すことも可能です。一つ2セントで製造可能で、なんと家で自分で作れるほど簡単だそうです。
Spanish design students have created an edible water bottle called UHOthat could help curb plastic water bottle waste. The gelatinous globule created from brown algae and calcium chloride is edible, hygienic, and biodegradable. They are able to produce each edible water bottle for about 2 cents, and the process for producing them is simple enough that you could do it at home.
そう、これ食べてるところのビデオを見てみたんだけど、このフィルムっていうか被膜ごとパクって食べてもいいし、被膜をちょっとプチッと破ってなんかみたいな。
Can you like pinch off a bit of it?
なんか噛んでた。なんか噛んで吸うみたいな。でその被膜だけポイってする。でもいいし、どっちでもいいみたいな。
So you can't like, can you drink like a third of it and close it again?
No.
Hmm.
But it's pretty tiny. あの手のひらサイズ。
How do you carry it?
え、なんか普通にカバンから出してたよ。
What? Won't like stuff? You'll have like Kuma-chan fur like stuck to it. No?
わかんない。まあ、right? まあ、ペット飼ってる人は、うん、そうかもしれないけど、そのビデオではカバンから普通にそのままこのブロブを出してた。
ポヨン。Okay, I understand that it's edible, but I don't see people eating something that is gelatinous and is gonna get like dirty and you're carrying it with you and、
mm.
right?
I guess ジップロックとかに入れればいいのかな。でも結構。
But then you're carrying a ziplock. You might as well just carry a normal water bottle. No?
でも water bottle だとウェイスってなっちゃうじゃん。
Just put water in a ziplock. Carry the ziplock with you.
漏れるじゃん。だからそういう問題でしょ。あのよくさ、
I don't know.
よくさあのフィリピンとかタイとか、タイあるかな、あのビニール袋に飲み物入れてストローさしてくれるやつあるじゃん、
うん、
あのスーパーのビニール袋に飲み物が入ってて、yeah.
Like what?
Like it could be anything, juice, water. そこにストローさしてあるの。
Really?
うん、そうそう。 Developing countries はそういう感じで、あのペットボトル使わないようにして、でこれ見たら 80% のペットボトルがリサイクルされずに捨てられてる。
There are a few items like、plastic water bottles that we or just plastic bottles that we use so much of and it's disposable、
mm.
So there's like plastic bottles and there's also、chopsticks、
mm.
We just use and throw those awayHow much, like, how much bento garbage is there that we're、
ね、
producing?
すごいよね、多分。
The only thing that really seems to have changed is the、those grocery bags, like my bag.
エコバッグ。
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. そうね、最近あの、ま、ヨーロッパとかの方がもっと進んでるけど、あのエコバッグ持ってきたらちょっと割引とか、あと袋ない場合は買わなきゃいけないとか、ね、
There are places that won't give you a bag now、
mm.
I went to、
But you can purchase it, right?
Was it like Coop? No, they wouldn't. They don't even sell it.
あ、そうなの?
Yeah, so、oh. I just had to I like drove there And then I just had to I like carried this basket out to my car And just put all these like、vegetables and fruits and stuff in my trunk And they're just rolling around back there
でもさ、意外といけるんだよね、それでも意外と平気だよ。あの私ドイツに2ヶ月いた時にもうみんなエコバッグ持ってんのね、うん、なんかすごい便利だった。他のものも入れれるし、しかもエコバッグの方がビニール袋より持ちやすいんだよね、肩にかけたりとか。だから、
yeah.
意外とねいいんだよ。日本ももうちょっとそれ広まるといいよね。コンビニとか特にさみんな行くから。
Also umbrellas.
Oh yeah, 日本ねあのビニールガサ?
Yeah, holy crap.
すごいよね。雨途中でやんだ日とかさ、渋谷のとこもう山盛り捨てられてるもん。
If there was a landfill that only had 割り箸、
うん、
these cheap umbrellas and like plastic water bottles、
yeah.
and like shopping plastic bags, that alone would be absolutely enormous.
Yeah.Yeah.
Just those things get used so, so, so. much.
So, あのペットボトル結構かさがあるしね。だから、
you know, they should make a vending machine where you can just put your water bottle inside, and、mm. it'll just fill it up.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And the water bottle should just fold or something.
Yeah. 水筒みたいな。てか水筒でいいよね。もはや。じゃない？あの、まあこの。ね、確かにこれカバンから出してたけどどうなんだろうね。
This gelatinous、
うん、あとこれ、うん、これ触ったことないからどれぐらいの力入れると潰れるかわかんないから、持ち運びどうするのかわかんないけど。
Well, they're using this hydrogen chloride, which I looked into a little bit, and it's highly hygroscopic.
何それ
？Which means that it absorbs a lot of water.
Oh.
The actual hydrogen chloride that they're using mixed with this
algae
konnyaku じゃなくて
kaiso stop もうまた konnyaku gate 始まる
algae it absorbs a lot of water, so I think if you actually fill it up, a lot of the water you're putting in there is actually getting absorbed by that.
あ、なんかね、だから氷にするんだって最初に、 like to make it they freeze the water first so that the 被膜 won't absorb too much water.
そっか。
で、それを家でもできるんだって、だから。
作る？
作る？作れん、作れるってことだよね。でもこの、このアルジー、売ってんの？
Just go to, the beach, 江ノ島。
え、拾うの？エコすぎない
Yeah, that's the point.
そっか、やってみるか、ちょっと。楽しそう。
Next. Excluding China, executions rose from 682 in 2012 to 778 in 2013. 22 countries practiced capital punishment last year, one more than in 2012. At the end of 2013, 23,000 people were on death row globally. Chinese state officials treat execution as a state secret, so no official numbers have been released. However, Amnesty International estimates that thousands are executed in China every year, more than every other country combined.
中国を除いた世界の22カ国で2013年に死刑に処された人数は778人に上り、前年2012年の682人を上回りました。2013年末の時点で死刑囚として収監されている人数は2万3000人でした。中国は死刑を受けた人数を公表していないため正確な数値は不明ですが、アムネスティによると毎年何千人にも上るそうです。公表してないって怖いよね。
うん、
やり放題。今あの死刑といえば袴田事件が、再審が決定してすごい日本ではニュースになってるけど。
Yeah, didn't you pick that as a...
Yeah.
You suggested
yeah,
that as a topic.
Yeah, but you didn't pick it. But it was good because it will be too much 死刑の話。
Too much death.
Yeah. But, so 袴田さんは48年間ぐらい、もう死刑囚として収監されていて、やっと再審が認められたんだけど、まあ警察の捏造とかも。
Why is it that he was, given that?
On death row?
Yeah.
Oh, the retrial?
The retrial, yeah.
Because it turned out... Well, てか元々 No, 元々怪しかったの。Like, cops planted something. Some false evidence.
Oh, like for sure?
For sure. And then they kind of knew about it back then, but they sort of ignored it. And now they decided to kind of look into it again.
See, that's why we shouldn't have the death penalty. It's so stupid.
そう、怖いよね。
Because if someone's dead...And then you find out something later.
Yeah.
They're dead.
Yeah.
They're dead.
てかね、even if you're not dead, 48年間で何もしてないのに。
Yeah, but if you're dead, that's way worse.
It's crazy.
And when, you know, they execute people, they don't even, you know, it's case closed right there.
Mm-hmm.
That's another problem.
マミも昔死刑全然賛成だったんだけど、別にいいじゃんみたいな。でも、まあ、なんか被害者の気持ちとかね、自分が被害者だったらどうなるかなって思うと、
That's how you have to think about it though.
そう、まあそれはそうなんだけど、でも
Who wants to live in a country where you could be executed falsely and
そう、怖いよね。
You don't have a chance. You don't have a chance to appeal.
この袴田さんとかを見てわーすごいと思うけど、誰にでも起こりうるわけじゃん。てか袴田さんも自分にこんなこと起きると思って暮らしてたわけじゃないし、みんなと同じじゃん。そう思うとさ、めっちゃ怖いよね。その警察、しかもだからその、まあ、昔だったからっていうのもあるけど、あの自白を強要されても水とかももらえなくて、何十時間も質問されてみたいな感じだったんだって。なんか脅されたりとかで、結局証拠もプランテッドだったし、うん、It's like 何このコラプション。
Yeah, Japan has a pretty poor track record as far as、the law and human rights violations、
yeah.まあ、しかも首吊りだしね。
It's pretty. A lot of people have been、just locked up for hundreds of days without even being charged with anything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, それ怖いよね、日本はね。
And they have these weird like prisons under Narita Kuko.
What's that?
There's like prisons underneath Narita Kuko, supposedly.
Really?
Yeah, and they take people that are sketchy. They lock them up down there.Beat him up, shake him down for money, charge him like $20,000 for a ticket home.
What?
This happens to a lot of people that visit Japan.
What?
Yeah.
That's fucked up. Is it like a rumor or is it a fact?
Well, the Japanese government won't confirm it, but there are a lot a lot of cases reported by people you know, they finally get out of Japan and they write up like things on the internet. They're like, this happened to me. Something should be done about this.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jesus. そうだからオリンピックもあるしね、そういうことしてる場合じゃない。
I don't know if it's I don't know if it's still going on right now, but it wouldn't surprise me if it was. Yeah. So the rankings, China's number one. Congratulations. Number two is Iran. Number three is Iraq. Four is Saudi Arabia, and five is the United States. As far as.
あんまり驚かない結果だね。
Yeah, it's funny that the U.S. is tossed right in there with all these countries that they talk shit about.
そうだね。
Like, none of those countries are cool with the U.S.
そうだね。確かに。この仲悪い組が。
And like, most of that U.S. statistic is probably Texas.
そうだね。このグループ面白いね、ちょっと。いつも仲悪いのに、ここだけ仲良し。
ね。
いや、ヨーロッパとかはね、禁止のとこ多いもんね、もう。禁止っていうか。死刑がないところ。
So wait, so you're, what is your position on the death penalty then now? どっちでもいい。
Well, mostly I'm against it. mostly I'm now against it.
But you were for it before.
I was totally for it before. I was kind of like, well, it's a waste of tax money. Why don't we just kill them off? It's easy. But then again,
killing innocent people will save tax money. That's true.
Yeah, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, those innocent people could be out there working and paying tax.
Yeah.
Because they haven't done anything wrong. So, and yeah, I mean, it's not just because of tax, you know? It's just, こういう袴田さんもそうだし、まあ、袴田さんだけじゃなくて、すごいいっぱいあるわけじゃん。あの、微妙だった。その、150%、200% この人ですって言えないんじゃないの、これみたいな。
The thing is, like, there's a couple arguments for and against it, but first of all, we don't know 100% usually. And if you have the death penalty as a punishment, some people will be sentenced with that. And some of those people that are sentenced to the death penalty didn't do it.
Right. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And, what was the other thing? What was the other thing you said?
I don't know.
なんだっけ? What was I gonna say?
Anyways, I feel like, なんかその被害者の気持ちになって、なんか自分ごと化すると死刑賛成するっていう意見が多いじゃん。だけどそれっていうのは絶対自分に冤罪かからないと思ってるから言えることであって、冤罪になる人っていうのは誰しも自分がそんなことになると思ってないじゃん。と思うと。
Yeah, every single person that's innocent that's been sentenced to death, every single one of those people, I'm sure, didn't think that was going to happen.
They sure they didn't even dream about it, right?
And we just assume that it's not going to happen to us, but it's I think it's more important to protect the rights of all individuals.
だから
and not it's not an issue of it's not an issue of oh well this will save tax dollars like.It has to be about the individual rights. It can't be about money, especially when you're talking about someone's life, an innocent person's life.
It's, yeah. しかも本当にやってなくて、本当にやってなくて、やってませんってみんなに言ってるのに、国とか裁判所にあなたやりましたって言われることがどれだけ意味不明かっていう。
Well, you know, Japan has a notorious conviction rate. It's come down recently, but it used to be like 98%.
Yeah.そうね、
that's not even that's unrealistic.
そうそう。だから最近でこそね。
Those numbers are fudged.
そう最近でこそその取り調べの様子をこう録音したやつをメディアに出した人がいたりとかするからね。
How many forced conviction cases have there been、
ね、
in Japan?
ね。
Holy shit! They just lock you up. You didn't do shit.And they'll just beat you down until like you just confess.
Yeah, and it's not just in Japan, in any country, you know.
And it's actually in the constitution that you can't be convicted based only on your
自白ね、yeah.
confession.
Yeah, 怖い。
But they do it anyways.
次。
According to the Electric Reliability Council of Texas in the United States, one-third of Texas was running on wind power last week, breaking all previous records. Texas was able to produce 10,296 megawatts of electricity last Wednesday from just wind, enough to power over 5 million homes, or about 29% of the state's electricity production. With infrastructure upgrades underway, Texas is expected to enter the top five wind power producers globally, on schedule to produce 16,000 megawatts of wind power by 2016.
テキサス電気信頼度協議会によると、先週テキサス州内の3分の1の地域にて風力発電で電力を賄うことに成功しました。風力のみで1万296メガワットの電力を発電し、これは500万世帯の電力に相当します。テキサス州ではさらなるインフラ整備を進めており、2016年には世界でトップ5に入る風力発電都市になる予定です。いいね。
Surprising.
Yeah, you just dissed Texas for killing people, but...
oh, yeah. <it's... laughs>
but this is a good news.
I've lived there, so I can say...
I can Whatever.
Say that. this is good news. This is really interesting. These things are enormous. Have you seen how huge these windmills are? I mean, they have them in... they have them, like, near Chiba and stuff here.
なんかさ成田エクスプレスかなんかから見えないっけ
They're so huge, you can see them from a lot of places.
なんか I've seen them. 超でかいよね。
Yeah.
なんか田んぼみたいなとこにさ、田んぼっていうか、まあ草っぱら。
They're putting it on the, they're actually putting them in the ocean now.
Oh, really?
Or,
そっちの方がウィンディーだから。
Offshore. Offshore wind power.
その方がウィンディーだから。
Because the...You know it's windy at the beach.
Yeah. ビル風とかもすごいよね。あれ、それじゃ足りないかな、でも。
What's that?
You know, like, it's really windy around tall buildings, like Mori ビルとか。You know, like in the city.
Yeah, but...
Those are the most windy places.
That's windy to us, but...
Not enough to generate power.
These wind turbines, I mean, they're putting it offshore and they're really tall. And,
超でかいもんね。確かに。
You know, the water, the ocean water, retains heat. And so that causes air to like rise and at night and brings breeze in or whatever.
Right.
Or whatever, as in, I don't really understand that whole thing. But, 30% of...The state's electricity production is... That's huge. That's huge.
そうだね。しかもだってまた増やしていくんでしょ、これ。
This is like an oil state.
確かにね。
Right?
Yeah.
Texas is like the ultimate oil state.
Yeah.
And a third of their power is coming from an alternative energy source.
謎だね。
Out of nowhere. I actually heard from someone that a lot of Japanese people are going there.
To Texas?
To Texas.
Why?
To work on these wind farms.
Oh, hey.
Yeah. A lot of Japanese people are going to Texas and working on wind farms to learn the technology.
Ah, hey. Ah, いいじゃん、いいじゃん。
Yeah.
で、帰ってきてそれを持ってくると、日本に。
I guess.
Oh, that's nice. 頑張って、その人たち。
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, I guess.
You don't think so?
I don't know. I'm just never really interested in 発電。
Really? It's so cool.
Why don't you go?
It's so cool.
Why don't you go to Texas?
Power is so interesting to me.
Ah, so.
What's more important than power?
Yeah,
this,
I mean, yeah, I understand the importance, but I'm just personally...
And there's so many different ways to make it. And they're always being innovated.
Yeah.
超面白いじゃん。
そのエンティウシアズムについて言ってなくてごめんね。
うん、
次もそうだよね、多分。
oh, yeah.
次のニュースも。
Okay. A Spanish team of researchers in the field of quantum computing have announced a major breakthrough allowing them to create an entanglement of 103 dimensions using only two photons. The previous record is 11 dimensions. In computing, a bit is representative of two dimensions, the word bit originating from a binary digit.This is like one and zero. In quantum computing, they are using qubits or quantum bits. In quantum mechanics, however, these particles can be in a superposition where they assume multiple states at once, allowing for the use of additional dimensions.
スペインで量子コンピュータ分野の研究者が2つの光子を利用するだけで103個のディメンションの量子もつれを作成する方法を発見しました。過去の最高記録は11個のディメンションでした。コンピューティング用語ではデータの最小単位をビットと呼び、ビットは2つのディメンションを示しますが、量子コンピュータではビットではなく量子ビットまたは9ビットと呼びます。さらに量子力学では粒子が同時に複数の状態になることが可能なため、使えるディメンションの数が増えます。 What what? Okay, I know bit.
Bit is
最小単位, right?
Actually, I think it's they're calling it qubits. I guess that's fine, but my understanding is that bit coming from binary digit, qubits are not binary.
Okay.
I guess that's okay. そっちの方が分かりやすいか。
そうだね。
But yeah, so okay, this whole quantum thing, if you don't understand it, when you go subatomic, when you get down to like really, really, really small, subatomic is like smaller than atom, right?
Cool shit.
And all of a sudden, nothing makes sense. Like the physics don't make sense. It's just a different.It's a different world.
ルールが違うってことでしょ、全然。
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's the fundamentals of how stuff works.
Right.
In our Newtonian world. Anyways, so this entanglement is when they can form a connection between two different particles, in this case photons, where that connection...allows one particle to affect the other particle. The state of one particle affects the state of the other particle, regardless of how far away they are. So you can separate these two particles by a million miles. They're not even close to each other. But if you alter the state of one particle, the state of the other particle will also be changed.
ロマンチックだね、ちょっと。No?
I guess. I guess that's one way to look at it.But yeah, that's known as quantum entanglement. So they're using that phenomenon to create these additional dimensions.
I'm lost with this dimension thing.
So think of dimensions, think of like binary as being two-dimensional. Wait, is two-dimensional right or one-dimensional?Two-dimensional?
What is?
If it's binary. Binary is one and zero. So instead of one and zero, in quantum computing, you can have one, or you can have zero, or you can have both at the same time. And that's the superposition, where it's doing both. It's like the Schrodinger's cat. Right? So they're saying they created this entanglement of 103 dimensions. So they're saying there are Schrodinger's cat. How would you say this?
Oh, it's like the cat can be in 103 different statuses?
I guess that's a way to say
it. そういうことか。
Does that make sense?
Yeah.In Schrödinger の猫だと生きてるか死んでるかの二択だったけど、
It'd be alive,
dead,
or 100, no, alive, dead, or 101 other states.
Oh, in this situation, in this 103 dimensions. Oh, yeah.
Alive, dead,
yeah.
Hungry, has to pee, whatever.
All at once.
That would be the quantum version of Schrodinger's cat.
Okay.
Or at least the 103 dimension version of Schrodinger's cat.
Right. It's more complicated than being hungry or something, no? Because like the original one is like
it's either dead or alive. It doesn't matter. I mean, you can switch dead and alive. It doesn't matter. It's just a place. It's just a...
Okay.
It's just an opportunity for one tiny bit of information.
Okay.
One unit of information.
Hmm. むずいね。
yeah,
it's... それが何だっけ、今までは11個同時になれると思ってたのに103個できましたってことか。
Using two photons, using two particles.
この人たちはさ、どうやってこれやってんの、どういうこと。
How do they entangle the particles?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. なんか実際にその顕微鏡みたいな、なんか physically にやるの、それとも is it all on paper?
Hmm. Oh, this is actually this is actually being done. This is real. This is physical. I don't know if physical is the best word, but yeah, there's like the they've built quantum computers.
Right.
Currently, they have the D-Wave quantum computer chip.
もうクォンタム系マジ謎すぎる。
So, in normal computers, each bit, well, bits can be on or off.
Right.
In quantum computing, there's mixed states between on and off.
まあ、シュレディンガーのこと同じだよね。
So instead of being able to send a 1 or a 0, now you can send one of, I guess, 103 different, I don't know, probably butchering this whole thing, but that's the general, that's the idea.
Do you know what it could mean to us?
It just means that, so like in your iPhone right now, you have the A5 chip or whatever, right?
Mm.
And that's just a really thin processor, right? Very, this thin little wafer like this.
Mm.
Well, we're going to be able to get that same computing power out of something that's just so much smaller, the size of like a cell.
Ah, so you could.
And this is one of the things that's contributing to that development, the shrinking of everything, of all the technology.
パソコンとか。
Yeah, like the stuff we're using right now. I think about how clumsy and weird computers were just a few years ago.
そうだね、めっちゃでかかったもんね。
If you had a laptop from like 4 years ago,
yeah,
it was a piece of crap.
Yeah, 出てきた時なんてもう冷蔵庫何台分みたいな感じだもんね。
Yeah, and so think about where that's going to go 5 years from now.
Yeah,
and think about the fact that it's exponential. It's not
right.
It's not linear.
そういうことか。
Yeah.
携帯とかパソコンがちっちゃくなるのに貢献するってこと。
Well, maybe they won't get that much smaller. Maybe they will. I'm sure smaller ones will be created, but just the computing power is going to be completely different.
Like faster.
Yeah, we're going to be able to put this quantum stuff in our devices.
Right. Ah. Okay.
It doesn't make any sense to... I'm sure it doesn't make any sense to anyone.
むずいね。
Unless you're just a quantum
physicist. わかりにくい。でも、まあ面白い。だからこういうでもわけわかんないものがあること自体面白いけどね。わかるなんか。
There's an expression...
世の中にはいろんなものがあるなみたいな感じで。
I think there's an expression like... Anyone who says they understand quantum mechanics doesn't understand quantum mechanics. Like the whole point is that it doesn't make any sense.
まあそうだよね。
It's just what we observe.
Yeah.
So.
It's crazy. はい。今日のお話ここまでですか、マイケルさん。
Yep.
あのね、今週の金曜日からオンラインでコラムをやります。イエーイ。
Yay.
マミがね、それで幻冬舎プラスっていうサイトで書くんだけど、普通に無料で読めますので、金曜日から月2回ぐらいお願いします。
Are you gonna tweet the link to that?
Yeah, I think so. なんかね、前に山内まりこさんの対談をした時にインタビューしてくれた編集の子がいるんだけど、なんかその子と仲良くなったのね、それで適当な感じでちょっとコラムやんないみたいな言われてやりますみたいな。
I'm gonna have to check it out too.
いや、もう一本書いたんだよ、金曜日用のやつは。
Is it up?
No, not yet. It's gonna be up on Friday.、
Mm.
I wrote about なんかどういうテレビ番組好きですかってよく聞かれるから、 I kind of talked about it. So, そんな感じでよろしくお願いします。 あとさ、この間言うの忘れたんだけど、マミ 気になりすぎて裸デバネズミ見に行ったんだよね。
うん。どこで？
次の日ぐらいに上野動物園に普通にいるの。なんかネズミ館みたいな、なんかネズミがいっぱいいる建物があって、その中に、
Yeah, you took a video of...
そう、yeah. そう、写真とビデオ撮って、ビデオをインスタグラムに、写真はツイッターにあるので皆さんぜひ。あのね、
Can they see?
なんか見えてないみたいですごい怖いの。なんかね、巣になってるの、巣の断面図みたいになってて、展示してあるんだけど、なんかね、目が見えてないからずっと掘ってるつもりで進んでんのね。だけどプラスチックだから掘れないの、なんか怖いの、なんか It's like, oh my god! で、あの
They looked really frantic to me.
そうなの、そうなの、結構怖いよ。で、あのツイッターに載せた写真はベッドルームの写真だったから、みんなが重なってすごい量のデバネズミが、
あの詰まってんの。 Not your bedroom.
No, what? Why?
I thought you like, brought it home or something.
No, no, no. そう、結構ね、サイズは手のひらサイズで、あんまり大きくないんだけど、歯がさ、なんか本当に出っ張って、本当に裸デバネズミっていう名前のそのまんまだった。で、あんまり人がいなかったのね。あんまりみんな見てなくて、でも私があまりにも興奮して写真とかビデオ撮ってたら超人が集まってきて、なんかそんなすごいものなんだみたいな、like、ちょっとアテンションもらえてた。But yeah, it was really cool. 教えてくれた人ありがとう。That was, もうなんか I got obsessed with it. I had to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you good now? もういい。Yeah.
もう見なくていい。もう一回でいいかな。I'm satisfied now with 裸デバネズミ。ぬいぐるみ欲しかったんだけど、ちょっとどこに売ってるか分からず。It was fun. 上野動物園すごい久しぶりだったし。You've been there, right?
Yeah.
いや、すっごい混んでたの、3連休だったから。
Actually, I don't know. Have I been there? I've probably been there when I was young.
Okay.
I don't.
でもね、やっぱ大人になるにつれてズーを心から楽しめなくなる。
Yeah.
なんか心が折れそう。なんかあの爬虫類とかネズミ系はあんまり別にいいんだけど、そんなスペースいらなそうだし。でもなんかやっぱトラとか。あと、まあ何でもそうなんだけど、結構ちょっと心が痛くなっちゃう。
I like Fuji Safari Park.
ああ、
そう、サファリパーク行きたい。Shit. And the animals that are not in cages, they keep them outside. They have a lot of space actually.
うん、絶対その方がいいよ
ね。It's way more reasonable.
うん、yeah.
Like the cheetahs, there's like three cheetahs, but they have tons of space. They can reach full speed and just sprint.
That's good. So, なんかトラとかさ、when I saw it, it was like pacing back and forth, like forever.
Yeah, they always do that.
そう、それ結構ね、見てると辛いよね。
Mm.
まあでも、いい面もあると思うんだけどね、やっぱりちっちゃい子とか、生でそういう動物を見ることによって、あ、絶滅しそうなんだとか、そういうアウェアネス的にはね。
Mm. Have you been to Fuji Safari Park?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. ちっちゃい時ね。でも大人になってからずっと行きたいって言ってるのに誰も連れてってくれないから。
You have to drive through that place. You can drive through with your own car.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I've done it with my parents when I was small. でさ、yeah. 窓開けてなんか餌とかあげれるじゃん。今できるか分かんないけど。Really?
もうダメ。
なんか昔さ、キリンかな、なんかヤギみたいなやつとかラクダ？なんかそういう生き物に窓からあげれたのね、お菓子を。そうするとさ、なんかもうすっごい窓から頭突っ込んできて窓閉めれなくなっちゃうの。It's like, どうしたらいい?
Yeah, that's probably why they stopped letting people do that.
Yeah,
but yeah, you can't open your windows anymore.
あ、そうなんだ。
I was pretty worried though, like, my car is really old and boro boro and noisy. So, like, when I'm driving through there, it's not, like, modern cars are really quiet, so animals are just whatever. But I was, like, worried driving into, like, the lion section and stuff, because they're all looking over.
Yeah.But do you think it affected
no,
your experience
I was,
at all?
I have no idea because I haven't driven through with like a
normal car.
I don't know. It just seems like a noisier car is not what you want when you're driving through.
そうだね。だからやっぱ、あの、電気自動車みたいなのがいいんじゃないの？静かだし。Yeah.
Unless it makes, actually, they make those weird high-pitched noises. Maybe that would like, probably attracts bears or something.
And kill you. Bears, すごいね。いや、久しぶりに bears も見たけど。
When I saw the bears there, they were fighting.
Whoa.
And it was crazy. Like they, when bears fight, they just stand up like people and they just throw punches.
What?
Yeah.
楽しいね、and
they were like in the clinch, like
what?
Throwing punches. Yeah, it was, it was crazy.
私ね、この間行った時、猿山にね、着いた瞬間に、these two monkeys were like having sex.もう完全にドギースタイル完全にドギースタイル and I was just like やばいこれみんなに見せないとと思って写真撮ろうと思ったんだけど失敗しちゃったのいやなんかさ
What do you mean like you なんで Why couldn't you take a picture They finished too
Yeah they finished、oh. Yeah As I got there で前オーストラリア行った時もさイルカのオージーのなんかビデオとか写真とか撮ってバイリンガルニュース聞いてるみんなにシェアしたから、
oh, You should become like a 動物 pornographer
そう猿のダギーさんもみんなにシェアしようと思ったんだけどちょっとダメだったでも子供たちとかみんな見てるからさ猿ってちょっと人間っぽいじゃん So it was pretty 気まずい、
like, what, wow. what position are these monkeys?
本当にダギースタイル
Just straight up doggy?
うん本当にダギースタイルだったの人間みたいに日本語で言うとバックっていうんですかね
I'm imagining way too much of this.
okay. 終わり。また木曜日?
Did we ask, we asked a question last time
so,
on Facebook?
絵文字のやつね。でもちょっとね、質問が難しかった。
ね。
うん。あの、絵文字…
But a lot of people were saying…
絵文字に全部の人種を含めるべきだと思いますかっていう質問ね。
A lot of people were saying いらない。
うん、そんなにまあ気にしてないもんね多分でも私も別にそんな私自身別にあんまり思ったことないしなんかアジア人の絵文字がないじゃんみたいな人種差別だみたいな
you just, you just pretend that all the yellow ones are Japanese That's why you're okay
No, I mean like they were, talk, they were not talking about those round faces, right? They were actually talking about the おじいちゃんおばあちゃんとかなんか顔のやつ And they're all white、mm.But I don't really care. まあみんなも、まあ大体の人がそういう感じだったね。
I think these emoticons that look like people are just creepy.
そうだね。てか、いつ使えばいいか分かんない。
Like, how are you deciding that this brown guy has this stereotypical Mexican mustache?
ね。
Like, it's just racist till the end. Like, you can add as many emoticons as you want, but if people are, you know, offended people are just going to be offended.
いやてかもうちょっとみんなねリラックスすればいいと思うよ、
like、
なんかあのこの間前ケイリー・ペリーがなんかのパフォーマンスの時に日本をイメージしましたって言ってちょっと着物っぽいの着てんだけど完全にチャイナだったのねそれが全然日本じゃなかったの、
mm.
でなんかアメリカのメディアとかではなんか Oh, it's racism なんか日本とチャイナごっちゃ混ぜにしてなんか失礼みたいな日本人が怒るに決まってるみたいな感じだったけど日本で全然話題にならなかったしあんまり別に After all the Hollywood movies like we don't care it's like、
mm.
なんか our expectation is like super low anyways だからそこまで気にしなくてもいいのにと思うけどね I don't know It's really hard to なんかTell intense people to chill.
yeah, you can't.
じゃない?無理だよね。So, 難しいね。で、チルな人が、なんか、うちら結構、チルだからであって、インテンスな人からしたら多分、すごい問題なんだろうね、この絵文字とかも。
I have a hard time, like, understanding people even getting offended in the first place.
うん。ね、私もあんま気にしない。
Like you're mad? Like, you're mad about this? Like people get mad?
だからやっぱエクスペクテーションが高すぎるんじゃない?その人種のイクオリティに関して。
There is racist stuff. There are racists. There is racism. Racism is very much alive and it's
yeah,
a terrible
yeah.
it's a terrible thing.
Yeah.
But there are so many things that just aren't really, it's not, it's the intention that's important.
そうだから
And it's not like Apple's going out there, like,
いやなんか
trying to make racist emoticons.
いやいやいや、だから本当に起こるべき人種差別もあるわけじゃん。本当にひどいもの。だからその本当に起こるべきものと別にそんな気にしなくていいものっていうのが、やっぱみんなの中でカテゴライズの仕方が違うからね。
What was the whole,浦和レッズのやつ？I, was, I didn't really
Japanese
pay attention
only
to that.
Do you really want to go there? I don't really know much about it either. It was just like this taremaku that said Japanese only at the entrance for the
なんか
超コアサポーターの、あの、seating のところ seating area.
Yeah.
And they got punished for that.For not taking that thing away for like most of the match とかなんか And I think they know who did it as well. Like which supporters put that thing there.
I would have ripped that shit down in like 1 second. If I saw that.
Yeah. yeah, I mean, I understand that, it's offensive to a lot of people. Yeah.I mean, it happens a lot at soccer games, unfortunately. I mean,
so stupid.
あの日本の川島もあったじゃん、なんか福島とかなんとか言われて that soccer team got punished for that.
What happened?
Like some supporters yelled at him saying like Fukushima.
To like, Kawashima?
Yeah. Just because he's Japanese. And he was playing at some foreign team or something like that. So, I mean, it happens a lot, but Yeah, it's a big problem, but then at the same time, I think it's important not to overreact to each, like, なんか誰かの stupidity.
These little things cause so much damage, though. They really do.
Yeah, but I feel like it gets worse when people overreact to it, and then...
It's important
for
people...
And then there'll be people who kind of...
I don't think they're... 逆に... They're not... I don't think they're overreacting. It's just...It's just unacceptable.
They should punish people who did it, but not the entire team and the other team that was supposed to have a match with Urawa Reds. That just didn't really make sense to me. Yeah, that sounds like overreaction. It's like, nande? These people, like these soccer players didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
They're probably not racist either.
But, you know, it gives people overseas the impression that there are a lot of these extremists in Japan.
Yeah.
It's just, it's really
not.
Yeah,
and it's really sad.
And it's not, you know, that's not how it really is here.
Yeah. まあ、それはそう。だから、その、やった人はね、本当に、you know.
Yeah, fucking kill yourself.
そう、やった人はね、本当に反省してほしいし、あの、日本のイメージを下げる。ね、日本の国のイメージを下げてるわけだから、恥ずかしいと思ってほしいけど、まあでもチームはね別にいいんじゃないって思ったけど、
Yeah.
Anyways, 終わり？
そのぐらいかな。
はい。
以上です。
また来週の木曜日。バイ。
バイ。